Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Shoreline Players once again to talk about another interactive murder mystery dinner is our good friend Sue Miller. How are you, Sue?
I'm doing fantastic. This warm weather is making me feel better every day.
I know it is. It's awesome weather, no doubt about that. Well, let's hope for some good weather, even though we really don't need it Saturday night because folks will come out anyway for another interactive murder mystery dinner. And this one's another intriguing title.
Yes, we are presenting Diners, Drive-Ins, and Die.
I love these titles. Well, all right, give us the lowdown on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Die.
Well, for starters, if you haven't had a chance to get out to one, this is the final in our series of four murder mysteries that we put on over at the Camp Inn Lodge. We start usually in January and we end in April. So if you haven't gotten to get out to one of them yet, make sure you don't miss this one because we won't have another one scheduled right away. And if you're one of our regulars, it's a little off schedule because we had to kind of move things around with the Easter holiday. So we just did one 3 weeks ago. And we've got this one coming up this weekend, and some people might recognize the title as a little play on words from a television show they may have heard of before on, you know, one of the TV channels with a guy they may have heard of before. Our resident TV celebrity, if you will, being played by J.D. Hawk, is Guy Ferrari, and he will be entering the diner that is featured on his show this week. And we have another little celebrity guest who will be the owner of the diner, our own Tim Cummings of the Escoda Township Board will be joining us. He's been a regular at a lot of our dinner theaters and has enjoyed coming as a guest and asked, is there any way I could be involved in this? So this will be the one you don't want to miss.
Boy, no doubt. All right. So give us the, you know, what's the lay of the land here? How's this story work out?
Well, Guy Ferrari is coming in, and he's going to be featuring this wonderful all-American diner on the show this week. And in his merry cast of characters, we'll find our cameraman, who's played by Anton Orso, our production manager, who will be played by Kathy Abernathy. We also have joining the cast Renee Diener, Peggy Lydell, Mike Maturin, who's one of our regulars in the dinner theater cast that everybody just really gets a kick out of, our own magician, you know.
Right.
So not everybody has their own magician, so we feel very fortunate. And then we also have Alyssa Ratajczak. And so we've got this great cast of folks, and we've got this fun storyline that just is totally focused on food. So, you know, you can't go wrong when you're coming out to the Camp Inn and everything is all about food.
Nice. Yeah, you betcha. All right. So come on out now. Tickets are available in advance and then some if there's left at the door, right?
Yes. I just checked in with the folks over at Camp Inn. We do have some tickets still available. So go ahead and give them a call at 739-2021 or stop on in and pick up your tickets if you want. Tickets are $25 if you get them ahead of the show. They're $30 at the door, and this includes your fabulous meal, your appetizer, your entree, your dessert, your non-alcoholic beverage, and the show.
Very good. All right, so call in advance, get those tickets, because you never know if they're going to be there or not. And then, real quickly, this is the last of these murder mysteries, but what's coming up for you in the near future?
Well, we've got a show coming up over at the Playhouse pretty soon, a spinoff, and that's just a comedy that we've been having a lot of fun with and keeping busy, and then we'll be moving into our season with the kids too, Spidus. So there's never a dull moment, I guess would be the way to put it.
Boy, no doubt. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Die this Saturday at the Camp Inn Lodge there on US 23 in Oscoda, the interactive murder mystery for the Shoreline Players. And again, Sue Miller, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again when that play opens very soon.